With John McCarthy, the Dundas City Administrator, is joining us. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Jeff. What a beautiful day.
It is a beautiful day. You know, you had commented, sometimes there's parking, sometimes there's not. Today there is parking.
Right. There's lots of parking out front today.
You know, whenever we have an elected official come in, there always seems to be parking, but every other day.
Well,
every other day, it's just filled up.
Somebody must have missed the news that I was coming here and actually left parking spaces available.
If we would have announced that in advance, there might have been no space left from your adoring fans. Hey, let's talk about the city council meeting that Dundas had last night. It seems like you being Dundas are talking about everything that we're talking about, us being Northfield. There is a lot of overlap here this spring and some of the things that we're doing. Let's talk a little bit about that. I guess we can go kind of out of order, but I want to talk about, first of all, the ice arena. You heard an update on an ice arena. Potentially, if that goes through, there could be, Dundas could be part of a taxation plan.
Right.
Tell us about that.
Well, basically, the council was approached last night for the first time. Of course, in the city, we do follow what Northfield does because a lot of what Northfield does affects us. And there is a proposal, as you've reported, to create an ice rink. I know Northfield has been working on that for quite a while. I've had some discussions with some of Northfield staff in the past about what they want to do and some of the problems with their existing facility. So we're very familiar with the reasons for it. But anyway, last night the folks representing the group that wants to put together the potential arena project came and talked to the Dundas Council. The goal of speaking to Dundas was that part of the current financing plan would involve a area-wide 0.5% sales tax. And that sales tax would be used primarily to fund the a portion of the cost of the construction of the ice arena. So folks made their presentation. Basically, what will happen now with the two communities is they have to make a determination, or the city councils have to make a determination if they want to take bring the potential of that 0.5% sales tax to the population, to the voters of the area for a vote in the general election this fall. But again, the process has to be started this time of the year so that it can through the notification process and the getting on the ballot process that has to occur.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's move on then. That's a process that we're going to be continuing to talk about
right.
apparently through Election Day.
the city of Northfield is going to be, I believe, going to be reviewing whether they want to go ahead with this process at the meeting at their meeting next week, and then the city of Dundas will most likely have it on our agenda, for the May 14th council meeting. And basically, the determination of the council at this time is not to go ahead, is not to institute a sales tax, but basically to make a determination whether the potential sales tax should go on the ballot for the general election.
Mm-hmm. All right. The Planning Commission met last night. You had quite a bit of discussion about that. Let's talk about that.
We did have a little discussion on the Planning Commission. That was basically one of the property owners in the city has a piece of property which they want to develop further. And the plans, the hope for development on that property is a little bit larger than that property can support. So what the property owner is doing is there's an adjacent property, which is a very large piece of property, and they're working with the owners, have been working with the owners of the property to try to acquire a bit of that property to enlarge the property so they can do it, the development in the business area. So basically, this would be another business located along Highway 3.
Mm-hmm.
So the Planning Commission heard the request last night. It was basically a special meeting. It wasn't a regular Planning Commission meeting, but because of the with the construction season coming up and everything, we'll work with the developer to try to facilitate their project. And so because of notifications and that type of thing, we weren't able to quite make the regular Planning Commission meeting date for the public hearing. So the Planning Commission did hold a special meeting to consider the request. Basically, the request is being recommended to the council. The council will make the final decision on whether to approve this adjustment of a lot line or not on May 14th.
What is the business and where would it be going?
Well, basically, it's a vacant lot on the very south end of Stafford Road. There is a small triangular lot that was basically a parking lot display area for car time. When car time was originally in a building that America's Mattresses is in right now, and America's Mattress has been occupying the building and has not been using there's a paved display area to the south of America's to the south of the entrance to America's Mattress store, and that would be the area that unpaved, or that paved area basically is a fairly small triangular area, which is a lot, a freestanding lot, and the owner of the property, Mr. Jerry Anderson, wants to add some property to that to make it larger so he can build a larger facility.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically the Planning Commission is going to recommend that be approved. There are some conditions that may be attached to it, but it sounds like, the recommendation of the council is that this be done.
All right. Once again, John McCarthy, Dundas City Administrator, is with us. We're talking about last night's City Council meeting. What else happened, John? Any other highlights?
Well, we had the council passed a couple resolutions which will facilitate the NAFRS fire station improvement because of the financing method of the station improvement. First is all of the parties have to agree to spend that type of money, and we're getting to the point now where with the bids in and the contract being awarded, the fire department or NAFRS did recommend that the parties, the three parties that are involved, the City of Northfield, the City of Dundas, and Northfield Rural Fire, all approve they basically, since they're putting up the money, they have to all approve the final decision of the NAFRS board.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was one other resolution that amended the lease payment to be the original joint powers agreement fixed the lease payment to the City of Northfield that owns the department at $20,000 a year, and the method of financing this is repaying Northfield for going into debt, and their bond issue is basically going to be through the lease payment. So we had to adjust the JPA or the agreement to allow that increased amount of money to be paid to NAFRS to bill the parties that increased amount of money.
Okay. Yeah, I think I got all that.
Okay.
And that was approved last night?
That was approved last night. So I think that Northfield already has done all of their approvals. I think Rural Fire has already done all of theirs just because their meeting schedule is different. So this should be the final go-ahead to, you know,
mm-hmm.
keep the project moving.
All right. And it looks like they hopefully will be breaking ground maybe sometime in a month or so.
Well, who knows? Yeah. Hopefully very shortly.
We'll see how that happens. John, anything else going on in Dundas you'd like to make people aware of?
Oh, lots of stuff going on in Dundas, but probably there's going to be a council approved last night celebration basically to inaugurate and kick off the sculpture between Earth and Sky that was recently installed in a city park. So we're going to have a little I believe June 10th. I'd have to check the date, but there's going to be a little celebration down there, and going to have music and possibly treats and a few other things.
And so it could be
a couple other things too.
Right.
So who knows?
Well, it sounds like fun, and it's good to see that finally dedicated. And well, that's kind of the finishing touches on that trailhead, isn't it? Or are there stuff coming up in the future?
That's the finishing touches on the trailhead, I think, mm-hmm. for right now. Although there is hopefully a bond in the works that will allow the trail to be completed between mm-hmm. Northfield and Dundas, and there's a request in the works anyway, hopefully that'll allow the trail to be completed between Northfield and Dundas, so we will have that loop. Right now the loop is there, but the old side, the Milltown Trail side is pretty sketchy as far mm-hmm. as being able to be traversed by bikes safely.
Well, someday.
Someday.
That won't be
right.
Long. John, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Jeff.
John McCarthy, Dundas City Administrator.